This is InfoTrack, a balanced look at today's most important issues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Would you replace your financial advisor with artificial intelligence? A few short years from now, personalized, detailed financial advice tailored to you may become commonplace. With the details, here's InfoTrack reporter Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thanks, Chris. Andrew Lowe is a professor of finance at the MIT Sloan School of Management, and he's here to give us an update about how close AI chatbots are to being able to provide sound financial advice. Professor Lowe, you've said we're on the cusp of a sea change in how people manage their finances with AI. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. There's been a lot of developments in AI over the last 50 years, but nothing like what's been happening over the last 2 years. And it really has to do with the advent of large language models and really the democratization of AI to the masses. Because now, without any particular special training, anybody can make use of large language models like ChatGPT or Gemini or Claude. And so you can use it for any purpose, including financial planning. That's really the holy grail that we've been all working towards.
How trustworthy is AI in this area today? And at what point will it be useful to everyone?
Well, you used a very interesting word, trustworthy. And that really is the $64 trillion question here. Are large language models trustworthy in their advice? And I would say right now, not yet. They are certainly very interesting, and they generate lots of new ideas that we may not have come up with on our own. But can you trust that advice? I would say not completely, because there are a number of kinks that need to be worked out, and there are many researchers that are doing just that right now. So I suspect that within a few years' time, we will be able to get trusted financial advice. But at this point, I think humans still need to be in the loop when it comes to helping you make your financial decisions.
For anyone who's not used a large language model, a chatbot, yet, they might be surprised to know that it makes mistakes in simple things like, for example, arithmetic errors, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the interesting contradictions of these LLMs. They're very sophisticated when it comes to processing language. When you're interacting with them online, you really couldn't tell whether you're dealing with a chatbot or a human. They're that good. But when it comes to simple arithmetic, things like compound interest, or even adding up a bunch of numbers like your weekly salaries and trying to come up with an annual figure, it will make mistakes from time to time. And that's one of the reasons, not the only one, but that is one of the reasons why one has to be very careful about trusting these LLMs.
Yeah, we've talked about trustworthiness. You also mentioned ethics as one of the big challenges. What do you mean by ethics?
Well, you know, there's a concept in financial advice that is called fiduciary duty. And that's a very fancy sounding phrase that has a very important meaning for all of us who make use of professional advice. A fiduciary, somebody who is subject to providing you with fiduciary duty, will look out for your best interests. They'll put your interests above even their own. And so when they're dispensing advice, they're providing you with the very best possible advice that they can give. And that's not always the case with various kinds of business negotiations where people are telling you to do things that in fact benefit them more than they benefit you. So this standard of fiduciary duty we hold in very high regard when we engage with doctors, lawyers, nurses, financial advisors, all of those individuals by law have to provide a degree of financial duty to their clients. Large language models don't yet understand what this notion of fiduciary duty means. And therefore, when you get advice from a large language model, you can't know for sure that they're looking out for your best interests. And until we can put on enough guardrails to these LLMs to allow them to engage in fiduciary duty while they're dispensing advice, we can't fully trust them.
And a lot of financial advisors, those who are under that fiduciary standard, they face legal penalties if they give bad advice. That probably would be difficult to do with an AI, right?
Well, yes and no. I think that it's hard to punish an AI directly, but you can certainly punish its progenitor, its parents, as it were. And so I think taking legal responsibility to their natural and logical consequences could actually go a long way towards making sure that these types of software programs are going to be ready for prime time.
Do you foresee this as being primarily a specific paid service for these financial advisors, or will they remain free, much as ChatGPT or many of the others are right now?
Well, I think with many services that we receive online, the freemium model is probably what we'll see in this case, meaning that there'll be certain services that are free to most individuals. For example, some very basic financial planning and financial retirement advice, that should be free because, first of all, it's not that difficult to generate for individuals that don't have very complicated financial lives. And the paid version are for those individuals that do have more complicated lives and do need additional kinds of support. So that kind of blended service we've seen successful in many other domains. I would expect that the early versions of these kinds of chatbot financial advisors will follow suit.
Finance, of course, is highly personal. No two people's financial situations are the same. How good is AI today at tailoring advice for an individual's unique needs?
I would say that that's an example where these chatbots are already very good. They will take in information about your circumstances, as much information as you're willing to share, and they will actually come up with some pretty well-customized types of advice that do take into account your particular circumstances. So I would say that we're probably in the seventh or eighth inning of that type of personalization and customization.
Right now, AIs and these what are known as fintech apps aren't regulated like banks or financial advisors. What role do you see regulators playing in this space, and what guardrails do you think are most urgently needed?
Well, I think they play a critical role in the same way that they play that very same important role for human financial advisors. There are three areas of concern that a financial regulator has. First, does the financial advisor have sufficient domain-specific knowledge? Second, do they take into account the unique circumstances of their clients? Do they dispense advice that is suitable? Suitability is a legal term that regulators focus on when evaluating financial advisors. And third and most important, do they follow fiduciary duty? And this is really the area where LLMs need the most work. I would say out of those three areas where regulators are going to focus, the first two have already made considerable progress, and we're not that far away from being able to satisfy regulators when it comes to domain-specific knowledge and personalization. The third area is going to take the next few years to really work through, and where the regulators will insist on guardrails being placed so that we can be sure that these pieces of software are actually looking out for their clients' best interests.
Frankly, connecting my bank or investment accounts to one of these AI tools sounds kind of frightening. How cautious should consumers be about privacy and data breaches when using these AI-powered apps?
Well, that is a very scary thought, to basically connect your automated algorithms and agentic AI to your bank accounts and 401k plans. That's one of the reasons why I say we are not ready for prime time. Before we do that, we have to make absolutely sure that there are things that are in place to protect us not only from hacking and other bad actors, but protect us from mistakes, arithmetic mistakes that these LLMs make right now. So that's the sense in which we're not ready for prime time. And I suspect that it'll take a number of years for us not only work through the algorithms and to be able to provide those guardrails, but to then do the beta testing to make sure that we're not jeopardizing large amounts of client assets in order to implement these kinds of relatively powerful algorithms. I think that day is coming, but probably not for another few years, as regulators get comfortable with the technologies and as technologists learn how to satisfy the regulations that are necessary to make this a reality.
If we fast forward 5 years, what do you think AI-powered financial tools will be capable of then that they're not capable of today?
I think in 5 years, we're going to see personalized indexes. So in the same way that we have personalized medicine, where they can tailor certain kinds of treatments to your specific DNA, I think we'll see the same thing among financial products and services. I mean, imagine a financial index, not like the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones 30, but an index that is tailored specifically for you, that will take your circumstances into account, your income, your life goals, your constraints, even your medical needs between now and when you retire. Imagine all of that happening automatically as a chatbot is able to absorb the information, take into account all of the various different kinds of financial instruments that are available in the marketplace, and then create an ideal blend just for you and update that blend on a daily basis to make sure that it continually reflects your changing circumstances. So personalized indexes is one area that we're going to see tremendous advances in. And I believe that within 5 years, that will be a reality.
Finally, just to kind of wrap things up, what do you think the right balance is between using AI for financial guidance and relying on human advisors? Or is there a future for human advisors in this whole area?
I think that there will always be room for human advisors, but their role may be quite different in the future than they are now. Their role may be to provide oversight for the various kinds of chatbots that you might make use of whenever you consult a financial advisor for a particular decision you're going to make. I don't think we're there yet. Right now, I think the way we should use these chatbots is kind of like the way that I used this wonderful TA I had when I was in college. This is a TA that just knew virtually everything under the sun in the subjects that he was a teaching assistant for. And I would see him during office hours, and it would be some of the most fascinating and stimulating conversations that I've had. However, this TA also had a particular fondness for smoking marijuana. And every once in a while, he'd be high, and you couldn't always tell, but on occasion, he would start hallucinating and making up stuff. So you'd have to take everything he said with a pound of salt and do your own thinking at the same time. But nonetheless, he was incredibly useful at generating new ideas and, you know, vetting ideas that you might have and just engaging intellectually with his students. That's how I would view today's chatbots. They are incredibly knowledgeable, but they are flawed. They can make mistakes, and one has to be very careful in how we make use of these incredible tools.
Fascinating conversation. Professor Andrew Lowe from the MIT Sloan School of Management, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
And that'll do it for this week's InfoTrack. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The executive producer of InfoTrack is Randy Meyer. Our engineer is Robert Sark. I'm Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening from all of us at InfoTrack.